Anyone who's been to Prague is extremely likely to have seen some of the work of artist Jiří Vatruba. Posters, postcards, and t-shirts bearing his distinctive, brightly coloured images of Franz Kafka, the Golem, and Prague landmarks are on sale throughout the city. Indeed, they themselves help form the image of the Czech capital for many visitors. When I spoke to Jiří Vatruba recently, we discussed his success, the huge number of souvenir shops in Prague, and his popularity in Japan. But I first asked him about the story behind a couple of posters he created for the Civic Forum during 1989's Velvet Revolution, including one depicting a group of children and the slogan, "Dear teacher, you don't have to lie to us anymore."
When we were making these posters that time, they seemed to us as very brave and provocative. When I look at these posters, when I look back, I must laugh a little bit about this. Especially this poster about Mrs. Teacher. I was given the two slogans by Mr. Blažek, who was a sociologist, and so I tried to make the picture for these slogans.
Were you involved with Civic Forum, or how come they came to you, or how come Mr. Blažek came to you?
At the time of the change of regime, I worked for a children books publishing house called Albatros, which exists until now. And Mr. Blažek was frequently visiting us, and we were discussing political matters, and we were trying to do something when things were heating up.
When and how did you become so commercially successful with your postcards and other images?
It's funny because these postcards and t-shirts that are so visible in the city, I don't treat them as the most important art creation for me, because I also paint and make illustrations and other kind of artworks. I had a friend, I still have this friend, whom I work with once at the Faculty of Civil Engineering and Architecture. And when I was, during the change of regime, working in this children books publishing house, I wanted to start a paper studio or toy studio and create also postcards of Prague, because I've been living here always. I love the city. So I wanted to start it publishing some postcards that I had in my desk. But in this big company, it was rather difficult, because there were some other people deciding what to do and what not to do. And this guy came to me and said, "No problem, I will let them print it and I will sell them." So I gave him four cards. And after 1 week, I was walking through Old Town Square, and in the shop window, I saw these four cards for sale. And this is actually how it started, because it was immediately successful, also because there was nothing else like that. This is how it started. And this person called Martin is still having this small company using my design, but I am not so much involved in it anymore.
So for you, this work is something you did 20 years ago, and it's still out there, but you aren't so actively involved in it.
Yes, the main work, I think, was done from enthusiasm of this beautiful change and to loss of communism. So it was very sincere what I've done. Of course, after 10, 15 years, this aspect was a little bit fading. And now I do something for this company time to time. But I think the best was done before.
For many visitors to Prague, your images, for example, of Kafka or the Golem or Prague landmarks, are part of their overall image of the city. Is that something that you take pride in?
I have to say that I don't think about it very much. I told you, for me, it's something I left behind. But in fact, time to time, I am facing it somehow. Like, for instance, I don't know if you know, CNN was, you know that?
You were on some kind of CNN travel program.
Yes, I was, because they were shooting a program about Prague. They have some special traveler section, CNN Go. And when before they came to Prague, they wrote to me an email if I would be able to present the city, because they knew my Kafka poster. So it seems that this artwork still has something to tell. Even for me, it's like history.
Do you think some of the people who buy your posters or T-shirts or postcards of Kafka would be surprised how little most Czech people are interested in Kafka?
I am surprised anyway that so little people who buy these images know who was Kafka. I think it is because we live in the world of brands, and Kafka became kind of logo, kind of brand, and people are not don't like to read books like he wrote. So I'm not surprised that people even here don't know much about Kafka. I have to say that myself, I knew him that in 68, it was so-called Prague Spring, when we were more free, there were several books of Kafka published even in the country. So I had them, I read them, and after change of regime, I could express what I felt.
Your posters and postcards have a very distinctive style with black lines and bold colors. Have you ever found that other companies or other people have imitated your style?
I think it happens, especially in this field of small items about Prague. But I don't care very much. And you are right about this thick black line and direct colors that somehow are typical for me. And because of this, I think I had success in Japan, because this is exactly what they like from old Japanese woodcuts, first. And second, I apparently have sense of humor. That's another aspect why Japanese liked what I do.
A year or two ago, there was quite a big debate in the Czech media about how the Royal Way, which runs through the old town up to Prague Castle, had become very commercialized, and people said that it was disgraceful the way it has become today. Given that your work is on sale in some of these shops, what's your view of the state of the Royal Way today?
My view is exactly the same. I think it's disgraceful. But I don't know why this is in Prague. If you go to Vienna or London or Rome, you don't find such a strong impact of these souvenir force, I would say. I don't know why is it like that. I think it will get better. I think it's mostly also because of former corruption, and still I'm surprised that so many shops can live out of this business. So also me, I have to say, I love my city. I avoid walking to these places because it's not Prague at all.
I was reading that you have exhibited nearly 50 times abroad. What do you think is the secret of your success that you can have so many solo shows outside your own country?
I have to say, I don't know. It comes to me like clouds in the sky. I never plan anything, but these exhibitions somehow are appearing and going.
And you're big in Japan.
I don't know how big, but I am very lucky to be able to do very interesting work, like, for instance, visualization of, I think it's the biggest Japanese classical music festival in Tokyo. The concept is taken from France. It's called La Folle Journée au Japon. It's each year in May, there is a 3-4 days festival, which is attended by, let's say, 700,000 people, even 1 million when there was Mozart here. Such event has really a big impact, and I'm very happy to be able to work there because Japan is very interesting and Tokyo very interesting.
That was architect and artist Jiří Votruba speaking to Ian Willoughby for our weekly one-on-one show.